My undergraduate degree was in agronomy or crop science, and I could see that that wasn't going to be enough to light my fire for the future, for indefinitely. And fortunately, I got a job in the real world working on citrus and problems post-harvest, and that involved a lot of plant pathology, a lot of fungicide resistance and populations in packing houses. And that was exciting work for me, and I think that was really what it was that made me say, you know, I can see a number of questions here that would be very interesting for master's or PhD projects. I see a renewed interest now in broadly trained pathologists, and I'm one of those broadly trained pathologists. I came through at a time when it was kind of difficult to get that training. I think I fought an uphill battle to get it, but I was able to get it because I think I knew what I wanted. And now we're returning to that because we're finding fewer and fewer students and graduates who have broad training in plant pathology. You know, we're expected now to have big grants to train students. I just mentioned the reasons why we train students. Those are needed. But at the same time, the granting and funding opportunities for us are much smaller. And so, you know, we're piecing together many $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 grants to make a program instead of getting, you know, a large grant for several hundred thousand dollars perhaps, where you can fund more than one student. So that's a challenge for extension plant pathologies, finding those funds. And I think, you know, people are tuned into this problem now and they're trying to find solutions to that. But if we need broadly trained pathologists, we need the funds to provide the stipends for students coming up through the ranks. And that's been one of the bottlenecks in this.